being power hungry, running for yourself and then getting run out, losing your hair in a very non-committal way, missing the World Cup because of your working penis, having a child, bringing your kid to the game twice, and not being sexy on TV.
I'm watching Big Brother.
Sorry, House, what's this?
Watching Big Brother.
Oh, wow.
And then he's lost his car because he's dusty.
Yeah, got it. They're in my room.
They're in my Gary, you've got to deliver, Gary, you've got to deliver to him to reception dressed like that. Right, any more on Bob?
Best beard on tour?
Right, hang on, wait. Hassan?
Yeah?
Robin Sy have got beards.
Yeah.
Which one do you think, instinctively, whose do you think would have the better beard, Sy or Led? They can make a noise. Sy or Rob?
Led probably has the better one. Rob's probably got bits missing, like his hair.
Rob, that's very definitive. Rob, you've got a shit beard. £20.
I didn't even bring up the fact you've got two pictures of Matt Dean in your room. Look,
sign. Rob, can you chat everyone through the cup you've had made for...
I've got a cup of inspiration. I don't know if anyone's noticed. I've got a picture of Luke side one side and Matt Dean the other.
That's a fine.
Just me in the morning when I have a cup of coffee.
So does 25.
So does my
right.
Dad.
Sy Ledwith.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Having a beard.
Ooh.
Having your own room.
Ooh.
Missing the Mayweather fight.
Yeah.
Fucking the Mayweather off. Mayweather fight off to come training.
Mm.
Breaking the aircon. Moving seats after you said you never would.
It's true.
Being bald. Trying to cover the fact you're bald by wearing a bandana. Guys, any more?
Top scoring.
Oh yeah, top scoring today.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Falling asleep during the quiz.
Oh, that's easily done. Mate.
Yeah, it's very easily done. That's happened to the best and brightest of us. £20, please. Right, on to the B3s. Luke Sugg. Being Disability Player of the Year.
Oh, big fine. Yeah.
Big fine.
I got double for that, I think.
Hitting a six and failing to injure a member of the crowd. Encouraging us to observe and respect the oceans of fans who turned up to see us at the Oval. And then promptly applauding
the wrong
empty
direction.
They're all going, "Who comes to see us? Over here."
He had me go like this. Oh, it's there.
Failing to pull Danny Wyatt. Dropping a court and bold. Celebrating hitting a six. Like you're Jesus.
Not winning a game.
Grass, Dino.
And being too nice to the umpires.
What about that? I've got to defend that last few balls of today, to be fair.
The game at Wolverhampton where he looked like he was just going to clothesline one of them.
That's a good point, well made. Justo, anything to add on your roommate? All because the lady loves milk tray.
Nah.
Right.
Hold on,
turning up late as well, yeah. Yeah.
Thursday.
That is an excellent point. Nate, £25.
I'm running out of money.
Hey?
Claiming a grass
catch. That was Dino.
Yeah. Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oh,
Mo. Mo, that's Mo. There we go.
Mo.
Oh, Mo, that's Mo, that's £11 for being blind.
A pound?
I could have it.
I would, if I were you, mate, I wouldn't bother.
Can I just say?
Yeah, yeah, go on. In your defence, Pops.
In my defence, I did very nearly behead for cash today.
Perfect.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. I did. But you only that.
Hold on.
You followed it up off your foot.
Increase the fine in a helicopter shot.
Right. In consideration of that, and bearing in mind that you did bottle it and failed to take his entire face off, £19.50.
My fines would have been paid.
Right, Ed Hossel.
Ooh. Ed Hossel.
Having a horse. Having shit shins. Not taking enough wickets. Being too skinny to get a caught and bowled. Smelling of dog. Bowling slowly. Doing nothing with the ball. And not owning Arundel. Mo, have you got anything to add?
I've got two for Ed, one good, one bad.
Okay.
Would you go for the one that will help?
We'll start with the bad first, please, mate.
Just quickly. No, the bad, in the first hotel, freaking coming out.
Jesus Christ!
Oh no! Shit! And I let him in after 11 p.m.
More power to you.
Coming out on the first floor, trying to enter a room for about 5 minutes before realising we're on the first floor trying to enter someone else's room at 6:30 in the morning, a guy in his boxers opening the door, pushing me out the way, and then slamming the door in my face. And then Ed realised we're on the first floor.
But excellent. What's the good one, Momo?
He did take Vargo out for a pee at 4 in the morning when he realised
That's 75 pence.
Mo's fine goes.
I'd like to buy your dog because it can talk.
Increase Mo's fine.
I went with him.
Dan,
Host,
Dan,
you're not thinking about taking
him to
the toilet.
I think he's the.
Stick him in the shower. Just put a biscuit
just
on the top.
What's that dog?
Just grab his back leg.
Second best hustle.
Also, it's been brought to my attention, Ed, that there seems to have been some sort of selection foul up in that you were picked. Some would say, probably unfairly, ahead of your brother. Bearing in mind that you've gone above and beyond, as Mo is a penis.
Me!
But also bearing in mind that you were let off your fines in South Africa, £19.25.
That's harsh!
Exactly, an exact change.
Exact change, yes.
Jimmy Millard. Being too healthy.
Yeah, way too healthy.
Being too ripped and making the rest of us look fat.